Let's march, and the madness is upon us. Hello, everyone. I'm Carl Azuz. Later on today, we're going to tell you exactly how all of this came together. But we're starting today with an anniversary. It was exactly 10 years ago, on March 19th, 2003, that the war in Iraq began.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
By removing Saddam Hussein from power, America is safer and the world is better off.
You guys have grown up with this war. You've seen images like those, maybe learned phrases like weapons of mass destruction or shock and awe. For years, the war in Iraq was part of our daily lives. When it began 10 years ago, Iraq was under the control of Saddam Hussein. The longtime president was forced out of power and into hiding as U.S. and coalition troops moved through the country and took control of Baghdad, the capital city. Hussein was captured in December of 2003. The war went on for 8 more years as U.S., coalition, and Iraqi forces fought against insurgents. By the time the war did end, Iraqis had voted in their country's first free election in half a century. Tens of thousands of lives, troops, and civilians had been lost. And for many of the people who lived through it, like the family that Arwa Damon sat down with, life had changed forever.
And why did you stay?
I still got hope in that back then.
Yeah, we didn't lose hope.
Right now, it's worse than 2006, 2007,
of course, 2008. This is what we said. It's entrenching.
It was frustrating. I was depressed. All my close friends left the country.
Did you ever say I want to go too?
No, because I know that she's doing the right thing, that with no leaving. I know that there's hope.
We trust her.
But you've changed your mind now.
We
six,
all changed
7 months
minds.
Ago?
When I walk, I don't feel comfortable because I feel threatened that someone might hurt me or, you know, harass me or do anything to me. And I can't feel safe unless I am with my mother or with someone who is older than me.
So you guys are just online all the time?
Yeah.
I have two Wi-Fis.
I spend most of the time.
One is not enough.
On my phone anyway.
So it's mostly their life.
So you're living in a virtual world, effectively.
Yeah.
And when they meet, now they meet at home.
A lot of people have a tendency to look at the numbers. They'll look at the numbers of people who were killed. But from everything you three are describing, that's not your barometer.
No.
No. It's about how to live like human being.
There's no future here.